知行英语。Listen and share.
Devil's Point. The night started like any other camping trip we had been on. We gathered plenty of wood for our fire and got it going. As the sun set, we just sat and talked about a lot of different things. We talked for several hours. It was probably between 11 p.m. and midnight when the unexpected events began to unfold. We had just started to curl up in our sleeping bags when we both heard a loud crack, as if someone or something had broken a large piece of brush. We didn't think a whole lot of it. We just wondered what it was. But beyond that, we started to get comfortable again. The next time we heard it, it was very loud and a little closer, probably about 1/3 of the way from the bottom of the sloping sides. Now, we weren't overly alarmed, since we did have a 12-gauge pump with plenty of ammunition. But needless to say, we didn't want to fall asleep if a beer was making its way up to our sleeping bags while we slept. We both stood up and added a little more wood to the fire. My uncle shined the flashlight down each side and behind us. We didn't see anything. We decided to talk for a little while before returning to sleep. A half hour passed. We were just considering laying down once more when we heard what was sounded like footsteps and rustling. We also noticed several loud sounds like brush snapping. Now, it was a little closer. We figured it was halfway up the sides. We didn't do anything. We just stood and listened and shined our flashlight all around.
那晚起初和我们平时露营没有什么两样，我们捡了足够数量的干柴，将火生好。日落后，我们便坐着闲聊。我们聊了几个小时，大约11点多快到午夜的时候，反常的事情就开始出现端倪。我们正要钻进睡袋休息，忽然听到一声很大的噼啪声，就像有什么人或者什么东西将一只大树枝折断了。我们没有多想，只是好奇那是什么东西。除此以外，我们还是很舒服的。我们又一次听到这种声音时，声音变得非常大，而且变近了，感觉就在斜坡底往上1/3的地方。我们当时还没有完全警觉，因为我们有一把装满弹药的12口径散弹枪。不用说，我们如果睡觉的时候有只熊正向我们的睡袋走来，我们是绝对不会睡觉的。我俩站起来往火里添了点柴，叔叔用电筒把每个斜坡和我们后方都照了一遍，什么都没看到。我们决定睡觉前再聊一会儿。半小时过去了，正当我们刚要躺下休息时，又听到了类似脚步的声音和沙沙声，还听到好几声树枝折断的声音，声音更近，好像已经到了斜坡中部。我们什么都没有做，只是站在原地仔细听，并且用手电筒四处晃。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
The night started like any other camping trip we had been on.
那晚起初和我们平时露营没有什么两样。
We gathered plenty of wood for our fire and got it going.
我们捡了足够数量的干柴，将火生好。
As the sun set, we just sat and talked about a lot of different things.
日落后， 我们便坐着闲聊。
We talked for several hours. It was probably between 11 p.m. and midnight when the unexpected events began to unfold.
我们聊了几个小时，大约11点多快到午夜的时候，反常的事情就开始出现端倪。
We had just started to curl up in our sleeping bags when we both heard a loud crack.
我们正要钻进睡袋休息，忽然听到一声很大的噼啪声。
As if someone or something had broken a large piece of brush.
就像有什么人或者什么东西将一只大树枝折断了。
We didn't think a whole lot of it. We just wondered what it was.
我们没有多想，只是好奇那是什么东西。
But beyond that, we started to get comfortable again.
除此以外，我们还是很舒服的。
The next time we heard it, it was very loud and a little closer, probably about one-third of the way from the bottom of the sloping sides.
我们又一次听到这种声音时，声音变得非常大，而且变近了，感觉就在斜坡底往上三分之一的地方。
Now, we weren't overly alarmed, since we did have a 12-gauge pump with plenty of ammunition.
我们当时还没有完全警觉，因为我们有一把装满弹药的12口径散弹枪。
But needless to say, we didn't want to fall asleep if a beer was making its way up to our sleeping bags while we slept.
不用说，我们如果睡觉的时候，有只熊正向我们的睡袋走来，我们是绝对不会睡觉的。
We both stood up and added a little more wood to the fire.
我俩站起来，往火里添了点柴。
My uncle shined the flashlight down each side and behind us. We didn't see anything.
叔叔用电筒把每个斜坡和我们后方都照了一遍，什么都没看到。
We decided to talk for a little while before returning to sleep.
我们决定睡觉前再聊一会儿。
A half hour passed. We were just considering laying down once more.When we heard what was sounded like footsteps and rustling.
半小时过去了，正当我们刚要躺下休息时，又听到了类似脚步的声音和沙沙声。
We also noticed several loud sounds like brush snapping.
还听到好几声树枝折断的声音。
Now, it was a little closer. We figured it was halfway up the sides.
声音更近。好像已经到了斜坡中部。
We didn't do anything. We just stood and listened and shined our flashlight all around.
我们什么都没有做，只是站在原地仔细听，并且用手电筒四处晃。
讲解一下相关的语言点。
Set 表示太阳落山，比如说 The sun set at 7 that evening， 那晚太阳七点落下。 Sunset 是一个名词，表示日落，比如 It is seen in the sky after sunset， 日落后可在天空中看到它。这个词的反义词就是 down， sunrise， 黎明，拂晓的意思。 When 的这种用法在很多考试中都会出现，大家要特别留意，它的意思不是当什么什么的时候，而是就在那个时候。来看一个例子 ，Tom was sitting near the fire when he heard a knock at the door。汤姆正坐在火炉边，这时他听到一阵敲门声。Alarm， 恐慌、惊恐。Be alarmed at， 意思就是被吓一跳。比如说 ，We were much alarmed by the fire in the forest。森林失火使我们大为惊慌。 Alarm 还可以表示警报器，比如说 Fire alarm 指的就是火灾警报器。 Burglar alarm 意思就是防盗警报器。 Make one's way， 前进，向前走，比如说 We made our way to the village， 我们向村子进发了。除了 make one's way 以外，表示不同方式的前行，我们还有很多生动的片语，比如说 elbow one's way,
用胳膊肘开道前进。比如说 we elbowed our way in the crowd,
在人群当中我们挤了过去。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。